We do this every weekday morning at this time. People call in with problems, and then we offer solutions. Well, not us. You, the listeners.
The actual smart people.
Yep, you call in on Love 'Em or List 'Em, and we love that. So, Jordan, tell everybody your problem and what's so weird at home with your wife. What's going on, buddy?
Yeah, and I appreciate y'all taking my call. But situation is my wife wants to spend $30,000 to open up a bunny hotel in our house.
like a rabbit hotel?
Like an actual rabbit hotel.
Okay, do tell.
Yeah, she has an obsession with bunnies, and it's just like everything has bunnies on it. Like our glassware, she's got like some wall art, like bed sheets, everything.
Wait a minute, rabbit bed sheets?
Yeah, yeah. A grown man, I sleep on rabbit bed sheets.
Oh my god. Okay.
And like I made the joke one time, I was like, "Hey, if we got a dog, like we probably dress it up like a rabbit, and you call it Thumper." She's like, "Oh my god!" And yeah, so that's probably gonna be a thing here soon. But it's just bunny stuff everywhere. And about a month ago, I came home to find a rollaway dumpster and a porta potty in our driveway. I walk in the house, and my wife is tearing out our basement bedroom and bathroom. She's remodeling it to put in like a bunny bedroom. She said it would be nicer and more comfortable for the rabbits if it was like more plush, and we should take out the toilet and put in like a wash station. And like a wading pool.
Are you serious?
A bunny wash station. Is this like a business? It's supposed to, you know, create revenue, right? This isn't just so that she can care for all the bunnies of the world.
Right, right. I think it's going to end up being like a moneymaker eventually.
Okay.
Yeah, and at this point, like, we already have seven, and it's just, like, like she's going up on, like, bunny message board websites and different things like that, and she was talking to someone that was driving from, you know, Chicago to Fargo to rescue these bunnies. He's driving all the way just to, like, get some rabbits.
They're driving 10 hours to rescue bunnies?
Yeah. So this guy was getting a hotel room here in town. So she went and she met him. She took the bunnies back to our house so the guy could get some sleep. And now she wants to spend our money, most of which is mine, in our account, to remodel our basement and make room for this bunny hotel.
Okay, well, that is a lot of bunny talk.
Yeah, it's not your life, so you don't realize how much it is. But she was saying that, like, people love bunnies, and they would rather bring them here and leave them here, like, if they go on vacation or go out of town for the weekend or whatever. So she really thinks it will be a moneymaker, and I'm not really involved with the whole bunny community.
Oh, God, give me a break. The bunny community?
This is for real?
That's what I've grown to call it. So I don't know how much it could actually bring in. I don't know. I know animal hotels are a big deal, and, like, people take cats and dogs there and stuff like that. So, I mean, maybe. I don't know.
I had a bunny growing up, and it was a pain in the butt to take care of.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one. I can't imagine seven.
No, they suck. They're terrible.
So could your animal hotel be for more than just bunnies?
That's the thing. She wants to do, like, guinea pigs and hamsters and mice and, like, small birds, and it's getting to be a lot, so I don't know. I'm having not even second thoughts, thirds, fourths, all kind of thoughts about this whole situation.
Man, you have to have a lot of Febreze in that house.
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't help, man. It doesn't help. But my thing is, like, it seems like a lot of money for animals, and, like, it, you know, they want you want to make them comfortable indoors with these all animals that could live very well outdoors, so I'm wondering, like, should I let her go with this?
No! No, Jordan, no. You get a divorce attorney.
No!
That's what you do. This is a terrible idea. You're housing rodents in your home.
But what if you can make a lot of money? What if this is a great business idea?
Who cares? This is disgusting.
I guess with the divorce attorney, you could probably plead that she was crazy.
Yeah.
Because of all the bunnies.
This is true. I don't know. I know it's not like a marriage-ending thing, but it's like...
It's not? This is terrible. $30,000 on a bunny hotel? How long is it going to take to recover those costs and then make money? Oh, this is so bad. You are in over your head. Way in over your head.
All right. Well, I guess I got my answer.
Well, no. That's just my opinion, Jordan. Let's get calls from listeners and see if they support your wife in wanting to open a bunny hotel.
Hey, she just loves bunnies, you guys. She's trying to save them and make them happy.
Cuckoo.
Do you think that she'll have bunny slippers for the people when they stay there?
Oh, God. Yeah, do you want to sleep downstairs with all the mice and the gerbils and rats and, oh, gross. Oh, just think of the people. Oh, this is terrible. Okay, do we love or list the bunny hotel? Really, this is what it is.
This is real life.
This is what it is right now.
All right, 651-989-5795. It's love them or list them on KS95. Do we love the wife? I think that's the question. Do we love the wife? Or do we list her and divorce her?
Yeah. That is not the question.
And send her out to pasture to live with the bunnies.
Well, I love her, so I don't want to do that.
Some people are upset saying, Ryan, rabbits are not rodents.
That's right. They're cute, cuddly little animals.
Definition of a rodent. A gnawing mammal of an order that includes rats, mice, squirrels, hamsters, porcupines, rabbits, or shrew.
When are you going to stop looking up the definition of things? When is that going to be a thing that you stop doing overall?
This was for the person who said, they're not rodents. There it is. From Merriam-Webster himself.
All right. I got to say, I agree that they don't seem to be rodents.
They are, by definition, a rodent. We should know this, Des. We work with Plunkets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I know, but the little bunnies are cute when they're outside. But if there's too many of them,
oh, God.
Plunkets to the rescue.
Let's see here. List. Speaking from current experience with just one dwarf bunny in my basement, smells like a farm. Our garage is, our cage is cleaned every other day and it smells that bad.
Oh, it's terrible. I'm not kidding you. Rascal the Rabbit, we had him. And he was adorable until you had to do the work. And you're like, this is terrible.
Sounds like Ryan's on the fence. Maybe he is a franchise opportunity?
Great.
Question mark? Yeah. No.
Bunny Ranch in Apple Valley.
Oh, sick. Oh, hell no. List a bunny hotel and the wife. She's cuckoo. She is totally cuckoo.
Okay,
what sane person would spend 30 grand to remodel their basement for a bunny hotel?
She loves animals.
I don't care. You're messed up in the head. That is so disgusting. Your house, entire house will reek of bunnies.
Somebody said she could have something called animal hoarding disorder.
That's a thing.
I've never heard of that.
She could also send Zero Res over there. They would take care of all those rodent smells.
Okay. Heather, what do you think of this crazy loony bunny hotel?
I say love it. My friend has a bunny, and it's a therapy bunny, so she takes her bunny down to the children's hospital for the children that
bunny.
Fighting
and battling. No, you're not going to turn this around on me, Heather. This is a bunny. I get that you have sweet bunnies for kids. She's talking about housing all kinds of mice and rats and bunnies and porcupines and whatever else.
Nope. I actually go to her apartment, and you can't even tell she even has a bunny until you see the bunny. She keeps her apartment clean and that. And she has a hard time trusting a person that can take a bunny. So normally she'll just go to one of her friends and they'll exchange. But if they have a place that they can actually trust to take the bunny, they would pay to take the bunny while they go on vacation.
Well, they better put a chain on these animals because I don't know which one's which. If you have 13 mice, how am I going to differentiate which one's which?
Right.
Oh, we had a class mouse one time. I had to take it home for the weekend. My mom was not happy.
No, I bet not.
Mm-mm.
Let's go to Dawn. Do we love or list this idea? Hey, Dawn.
I think he needs to list it. He needs to look at it at a legal standpoint. There may be all kinds of regulations about having a lot of animals in your house. I know in Eden Prairie, you have to have a kennel license in order to own more than two dogs.
Oh, see, good point. She's probably just going to do this just for the rabbit community and her Facebook page. Come over and stay at my bunny hotel. Probably won't be even a formal business, Dawn.
And then you have to look at insurance. If something was to happen to one of those animals, God forbid, then, you know, what then? They could sue him for a lot of money. So there's a lot of legal things he needs to look at.
Well, wait till this gets on Yelp or Angie's List starts referring them. Then it's going to get out there to the people.
Lucy, do you love this whole bunny hotel idea, or should we just list it, divorce her, and move on?
Well, you should list it, but you shouldn't divorce her.
Okay.
So I grew up with rabbits, and ours were litter box trained and got to free roam the house when we were home. And so, I mean, you don't have to do it in a very specific way, but if she's dead set on this idea, she doesn't need to renovate the whole basement. She just needs to buy an extra hutch. There's not much money in it, and not many people with rabbits. I actually travel that much from what I know.
Huh.
Oh, they're little home bunnies?
Little home bunnies.
Oh, Des made it funny.
Oh, boy. Let's all point out how funny it was.
Oh, I love how she said it. So you'd say they're home bunnies? Oh, God.
Oh, my God. They're in their little travel wear.
God.
What goes on in your head?
I think you've just found out.
I feel like it's like a monkey with cymbals. Clang, clang, clang.
Do you have your travel snacks, sir?
Let's go to Katrina. Lover list.
List,
yeah.
I think you're going to end up paying more than $30,000 because ultimately you're going to have to put in a whole new purifying system to stop your house from smelling so bad.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I think she's just trying to find an excuse to become an animal hoarder.
You're absolutely right. Why wouldn't she want to do this in a shed? But no, she wants to lay on the floor with her pet bunnies. Oh, pretty bunny.
And you're sleeping on sheets that have rabbits on them.
Oh,
as somebody who just got off Garfield the cat sheets, it takes a long time.
Have you moved on to Ninja Turtle?
No. What? Oh, you want to know what the sheets are currently?
Yeah.
This bunny situation is a mess.
Star Wars?
What? No,
SpongeBob
it's not. No,
SquarePants.
It's. Have you been in my room?
Yes.
I've asked you kindly to please leave my room.
SpongeBob.
Patrick is my. We're spirit animals. I'm pretty much the human form of Patrick Starfish.
Oh, God.
It's. I'm just telling you what everybody else thought.
Huh. All right. Well, I guess it's a list.
But seriously, I got to send you a picture of those sheets. They're pretty awesome.
Super soft.
They are.
Oh, my gosh.
They
super
are. Soft. Let's see here. Yeah, I mean, I think it's basically a list. OMG, no. They're all very active reproducers. You'll have to make sure that they're all neutered. No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I mean, he didn't mention one thing about a formal business plan.
No, he did not.
Where's a formal business plan about a bunny, like, hotel? Well, here are the papers I drew up for this whole bunny hotel. We're going to put in the bunny pool and the bunny all-you-can-eat buffet.
That's great.
There's only one bunny hotel, and that's the one in Vegas, right? Or
and
in Nevada?
You should probably be 18 or bring an adult. I don't know if you have to bring an adult. That might be weird.
That would be weird. Yeah.